My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Adjusting rain down at Greenbrier today. Got to practice in all elements, Andy.
Nice job by the staff.
The way to
though.
Go.
Being able to do the adjustment.
Big on David Njoku, understand?
Yeah.
He made some nice strides last year. Looking forward to seeing what he can do this year.
Agree. Second leading pass catcher on the team, right? Guy that I would throw the ball to all the time too if I had my way, but that's because I love.
He made some dynamic.
In case you're wondering,
yeah, I think you do. He made some dynamic plays last year.
And he did.
It's
and great catches.
You know, one thing I liked about what they did last year, and I hope they continue to do it this year. In the past, it seemed it was they were throwing the ball to three tight ends on a regular basis,
Harrison, which was much more of a Kevin Stefanski offense than I think we saw last year.
Which I liked more because you featured David Njoku more than just the tight end position. Like Harrison Bryant barely caught passes last year. And I think that gave Njoku more of an opportunity. I mean, he was the featured pass catcher at that position. And I thought that was a big deal. And because I think he has more talent than most every tight end in the league, to be perfectly honest. I think he's a really talented athlete. And I like the idea of him catching the ball like crazy. And I think that could really help Deshaun Watson as he gets things going.
Well, I just, you know, to me, a good tight end, especially a good big tight end, you know, that can provide an outlet for a quarterback who's kind of scrambling and can't find their wide receiver is, I always think it's just a great option. It's either that or find the running back that's trailing out of the backfield, right? That always seems to be the outlet pass, the relief valve pass that we talk about, but I think if you're trying to go downfield and you don't want to swing it laterally, that tight end has to be open or can release off the defensive end quicker and faster to give you another option than maybe a guy who's trying to get loose downfield trying to shake off a guy in the secondary. I think that's why I like the position so much because it's such a working man's position. It's like, you know, you're there, your main job is to block, but, you know, if you're going to be able to break away, you can still catch a pass. So I think you get the boast of the best of both worlds when you're playing that tight end spot. And I think Njoku over the last couple of years has really gotten better. I mean, there was a time there when he had the dropsies, you know, and we were like, ooh, this is I was
the
worried.
Hoosies?
Yeah, the dropsies. I was worried about
that. Is that a football term?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
The dropsies?
Yeah.
What else would
That's
you
call a football
them?
Term. He's dropping the ball?
No, the dropsies.
Dropsies is cuter?
Yeah.
Kevin talked a little bit about injuries there, and apparently while he was talking, Dan, something came out.
Yeah, Brian Allen, who we were talking about in the jump start a little bit with the reserved injured list, he is done for the year with that calf injury. So he is completely done off the roster.
And he's the center who worked with Andy Dickerson with the Rams. They brought in Andy, time for your guy, Luke Whipler, stand up and be accounted for here as the backup center.
There's got to be some concern about the injury he's coming off of, right? I can't imagine. I mean, you want him to be in that spot, but, man, that's quick. You have to assume that he was probably going to be the backup anyway. I don't know that Allen was going to pass him up. I don't know. As long as Ethan Posick's okay, we're good, right?
You've
got to give Whipler a little bit of time to get ready.
I would think so. But you also signed another center, so you're covering yourself just in case. That's the thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. For a second there, I got confused. I thought you were talking about Zach Zinter for a second.
Oh,
Zinter's coming off injury. Whipler's not. So, yeah, I do think Whipler's time is coming. But I also
think... brought in another center as well.
Well, yeah, but, you know, so now Allen's done.
At this time of the year, it's scary. You know, because you think you're set, then boom, you get an injury. And you have to adjust on the fly. But that's what, you know, that's what the NFL does at this time of the year. You just have to do it. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, again, it goes back to, I think, that question we were talking about in the jumpstart is how hard should these guys be playing during training camp? Do you want them to go back to two-a-days so it seems like they might be more ready for the regular season, but as you make the regular season longer and continue to talk about making it longer, that maybe you don't want to put it into the – do you see it the way I do, that the beginning of the season always seems super sloppy over the last 5 years? I'm just telling you, I think it's worse than it
you
ever
mean
was.
For everybody in the league?
Yeah, everybody. I'm not just talking about the Browns. You know, how many times do you sit there the first couple weeks of the season and go, ugh, who taught these guys how to tackle, right? You hear that all the time.
Oh, I don't think it's as big of an issue as you do, but that's...
Well, I just think it's about preparation and being ready.
I just think they should eliminate the preseason and work and get these guys, you know, maybe bring them along a little more slowly. I don't know. Expand training camp. They've talked about expanding it and making it longer. Yet maybe,
again, all
maybe
CBA
with,
issues,
right? Maybe with a slower buildup. I don't know.
You'd have to give up the mandatory mini camp to make it longer, don't you think?
Yeah, which I think would probably be fine. I don't know.
I like the mandatory mini camp because, you know, you're obviously after the draft, and it's really the first time that you're saying, I want to see what my rookies look like with my veterans. I think there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of orientation. We make freshmen do it
orientation?
In college. We make freshmen do it in college, don't we?
Well, they're not beating on each other.
Well, that's true. But
at least until after the first frat party. No? Too soon?
Too soon. Giving fraternities a bad name. It's
Rory. That's a don't get fired at 10:30.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, sorry about that. Didn't mean to do that. I want to go back to the quarterback talk a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew Berry's coming up. From the Greenbrier. It's stunning to me. You know, like Tua's a good quarterback, but he's had some concussion issues and there's a little bit of injury concern, and he cashes in big. Jordan Love is Dan, Packer fan extraordinaire, points out, has played about 8 really good games in his career. And he's getting this huge contract. And I just wonder at what point, if the NFL ever wants to cry poor, they keep shooting themselves in the foot over that.
Who says they're crying poor?
No, nobody. Okay. But when it comes to certain things, you know, you hear, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they keep throwing this money at quarterbacks who haven't proven a whole lot yet. And you could say the Browns did the same thing with Deshaun Watson. You know, Deshaun had proven some things, but he hadn't played in a while, and certainly it hasn't been an investment that's paid off here as of yet. Still might, but as of yet it hasn't paid off. And if you're Green Bay, are you're paying Jordan Love not by what he's done, on what he could be, and I just think that's so dangerous.
It's the game now. I'm looking at overthecap.com, and so Deshaun now falls into the 10 spot among highest paid quarterbacks. Total value.
In salary?
Total value.
How about total guarantee?
I
wonder where that is, because that's, you know, that's still the bottom line.
He's still number one.
Yeah.
He's still number one. 230. And the next highest now is still Joe Burrow, 146. Is that right? Yeah, Joe Burrow, 146.
Still gets back to that guaranteed money.
Wow. God, that's a lot of money. It is really hard to look at Deshaun's contract and not look at that fully guaranteed number.
Well, that's the one that matters.
I know.
That's the one you have to look at.
I know.
Right?
Although he is nice enough to defer, you know, some of the, or take the money up front. So that's a team player for
that's
me.
That's nice enough, huh? That's the way to do that.
Show me the money, baby. Show me
is
the
that
money.
What you're saying?
Yeah.
I wonder if you get your football team on the field, let's just say at the Greenbrier, and all of a sudden you're watching guys and somebody, you look at it and you think, if you're Andrew Berry, and think, uh-oh, we look a little light there, and we thought we were pretty good. You know, I wouldn't think that happens, but at some point, maybe, you know, you're assessing your team the entire time. Andrew Berry's coming up. I'm sure nobody will ask him that, but that's coming up. Andrew Berry, Browns football guru, coming up here on Baskin and Phelps. That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Andrew Berry coming up from the Greenbrier. And I wonder if he'll talk a little bit about Nick Chubb. You read a lot of training camp stuff right now. And Jeremy Fowler of ESPN has a note, and it's just one note in his article about visiting Greenbrier. He and Dan Graziano wrote something together.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, the Browns practiced on Friday. Chubb worked off to the side with trainers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big session. And it says that he is unlikely to be ready for the start of the season. I can't think that's a surprise to anybody.
It's not a surprise to me.
It's not a surprise to me.
No.
That would probably mean he gets moved to the other PUP list where he has to miss the first four games of the season.
I actually thought it was optimistic that he was on the PUP list that he's on now because it gave you hope to think that he could play in one of the first four games of the season. Junior Pooba and I were talking. I'd rather call him Keith. He's not really a Pooba. That we were discussing, what I was like, okay, well, so that's not bad. You could still maybe get him back for two of the four games. And he was like, man, in a 17-game season, does it really matter if he plays two or four? So I heard Keith's kind of point of view on that. But I love the optimism of maybe thinking that he could be back week two, week three, week four, even if he's not there week one. So it makes me feel better, and I got to believe that he is pushing himself every day to try to want to be back week one of the season. You know it. I know it. Everyone who's a fan of Nick Chubb gets it and understands what that guy is made of. And I'd love to see him play in one of the first four games of the year. I just don't – I think he's right that if maybe they think he's going to be ready week three, you might as well put him on the beginning of the season, PUP, so he misses four and you can be healthy for week five through 17.
I still think that's optimistic. I do like the fact that they covered themselves at the running back spot. You know, between Jerome Ford and Pierre Strong and Deontay Foreman, who I obviously like a lot, I think they're in really good shape. And I think when Nick comes back, they have one too many. You're going to have somebody either inactive or somebody let go or somebody traded or something there.
Oh, well, that doesn't bother me. It's a good problem to have.
I agree with that, yeah. I think that's the truth. I understand Nick is a football player, wants to play football, certainly does not want his career to end the way it, you know, getting one hit down by the goal line in week two of a season and boom, that's it for the season and that's it for a career. But man, that's a big time knee injury twice, Andy, to that same knee. And if he wants to work to come back, that's great. And he's clearly doing that. And I think there's no question he will be resuming his career, but man, that's
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sport can, that sport takes a lot out of a guy. And you just wonder long term.
But I think if you're on the field, and outside of maybe being one of the guys who's chasing him down for a position or trying to make the team, hoping that he may be out for the first couple weeks and they're going to need you to be there. He is a complete inspiration to everybody else on the team. I don't know, he couldn't be. The fact that he even shows up for the first week camp at Greenbrier and is able to even hop on a bicycle or put a helmet on or do that. I mean, that was a gruesome injury last year. And for him to be able to bounce back from, you know, from what we saw being out there makes all the difference. We know what it meant to the fans when he smashed the guitar last year. So, you know, and we see him from the outside and just go, okay, this is great because, you know, we're fans and we love this guy and we want him to play. Imagine, you know, being one of his teammates out on the field who just busted open a block for him to go score a touchdown. The inspiration and just the grit and just the way he approaches the game. Again, think about that from a teammate standpoint, and I don't know how it can't drive you to be out on the field and play as hard as you can and play through all the little nicks and cuts and bruises.
You know, the one thing, though, and you tell me, you know, these guys are a different type of human than most of the rest of us.
True.
At what point is enough enough?
You know? When he says so? That's it. I mean, I don't know how else you can look at it because, you know, money's money. And
a limited amount of time to make it.
It's like, you know, I was talking to the kid who's going to be a senior this year, and I'm like, what do you have, 10 games left, 12 games left? Make the most of it. Make it count.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't know when the window's going to close on your athletic career.
That's very true. But I just, you know, I give Nick credit. If that's what he wants to do, he's sure working to make it happen, and I think the Browns will benefit from it. I hope he does too. You know, just hope he's all right and that the knee holds up and that everything's good. And you never want to see another injury to that knee.
No.
Because another injury to that knee could mean knee replacement by the time he's 40. But in this day and age, you can get knee replacement and go on and have a great rest of your life.
It's true. You go back to the NFL, you think about it, you know, you had a successful college career if you're there. You had to have, unless you're one of the few that doesn't come in. I mean, the minuscule that gets in the league not going through college. And you have 51
like
games
one.
If you're lucky. Right, yeah. You have 51 games if you're lucky, because if the average career is, you know, 3 years, you got 51 games if your team doesn't make the playoffs. So, and your body, if your body can take 51 games, that's another point of it. So, if you're Nick, I'm sure that's the way he approaches it. He's got to approach it like, I want to get back out on the field and I want to play. Now, I don't want him to go back out there and get hurt. I'm not in a hurry for him to get back out there and get hurt. And so, I don't know. If you ask me, I would think he is not going to be playing for the first four games of the season just because it just makes more sense. I want him to be, and I love the fact that it's out there and it's an option, but I'm not expecting it. I'm not expecting to see him for the first four games, at least, if not more.
Yep, and I'm perfectly okay with that. I'm wondering, we're hearing this more than we've heard it before, that Foreman is going to play the Kareem Hunt role. And I think that's, to me, if you sit back and think about it a little bit, it makes perfect sense. And he's pretty decent catching the ball out of the backfield, you know, as Kareem did. But think about this. What's the last thing you probably want Nick doing on a regular basis? Carrying the ball inside the 5-yard line? You know, pounding his body into the line, you know, the same area where he got hurt last year.
Yeah.
Short yardage, first down situations.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Foreman being brought in that situation, and he's a bigger, stronger guy. I'm assuming with the size, I'm not limiting the strength of Kareem Hunt here. But at 6'1", 240 pounds, 235 for Deontay Foreman, you know, he's built for those short yardage situations. And he can catch the ball a little bit. You know, that was certainly a strength of Kareem. Jerome Ford can do the same thing. Pierre Strong. I mean, there are options here. I'm real curious to see how the role assigning gets dished out there at the running back spot. And if Foreman is going to play that Kareem Hunt role, even when Nick comes back, that means we're going to see a lot of him. But what does that then mean for Jerome Ford? You know, if Nick comes back, what happens to Jerome? I would think maybe Nick and Jerome split carries. You know, you're just not going to throw him in there.
No, you're not going to use him the same way you did before.
Yeah, I don't think you
even
can.
Though when it looks like he's going to come off with a couple big runs in a game and it's going to be late in the game and you're like, oh, this is Nick Chubb time, and then Kevin's not going to use him, and the phones for your post game show and our, you know, Browns Therapy Monday are going to be, why didn't they use Nick Chubb more? Why didn't they use him more?
And you know what we're going to say all year?
Well, you'll say it's because he was hurt last year.
They
want
to protect him.
Yeah.
They're trying to protect him. And it's hard to argue with trying to protect him. I mean, I would. Unless Nick does this. Hey, coach, I worked my way back here. I'm planning to not play after this year. So run the heck out of me. I don't care. You know, unless it's something like that, which I don't expect. You know, if Nick's going to put all of this effort into rehabbing a second major knee injury and two surgeries for this one, I would think his thought is, I'm not just going to come back to get on the field so that I can say, look, I did it. I would think he wants to play another 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I would too. The other one that's kind of caught my eye that I tried to...
Otherwise, wouldn't he just not even bother? Just rehab and go on with your life?
Yeah, that's okay. What you would think, yeah. But he wants to play. I don't think there's any question. And
I would
Browns
agree.
Fans are dying to see him get on the field. Can you imagine, you know, if he takes the field and just comes out, and even if he doesn't start a game and has a carry and picks up 4 or 5 yards, the place is going to go electric.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be nuts.
What are your thoughts on Nyheim Hines? I mean, he's been limited. He hasn't played a whole lot for another year, and he's on the non-football injury list right now.
He's the forgotten guy here.
Yeah, he is.
And return guy? You know, I think that's – I'm not actually even thinking of him in the running back conversation. I'm thinking of him as nothing but a return guy. And I'm probably mistaken there, but that's my thought on it.
I mean, if he's healthy, he's got the resume to be one of those guys if you want him to.
Yeah.
For when he was playing. I mean, he didn't see the field last year. So,
well, he was good with the Colts. You know, he was effective. And they brought him here for a reason. But what is that reason? You know, a lot of catches out of the backfield. Okay, but then what are you going to do with Pierre Strong? You know, it almost seems, Andy, like, to me, it seems like you're going to either be moving on from one of these guys. You know, at the end of training camp, somebody's going to need a running back, and you're going to trade one of them. Don't ask me which one. I would think it's not Jerome Ford. I would, you know, you trade Jerome Ford, it's only because of this. Nick Chubb's ahead of schedule, and you think Pierre Strong is capable of carrying the ball 10 to 15 times a game for you, and you think Foreman is capable of 10 to 15 times.
They've invested so much into Jerome Ford, too.
Right.
I can't see them walking away from him.
No, I don't think he's going anywhere. But you also traded for Pierre Strong. And
yeah, I think
I don't know that he's gotten enough of a look.
Well, when push comes to shove, though, I got to think they're keeping Ford over Strong, if that's what it came down to. If you're keeping Foreman and then you went trying to figure out, are we keeping three or four, and how many of those guys, you know, can we send back through to the practice squad if you want? I just don't see any of those guys as practice squad guys. I also think, I mean, Hines has got to be there to return kicks. So,
well, does he, or can you just put somebody else back there?
Well, you can use Pierre Strong. You can use Prochet back there too.
The one thing when I think of Pierre Strong, I just keep thinking one thing in particular, and it's 5.4 yards per carry. I mean, he has been effective in limited chances of running the ball in his career. He's only had 73 career carries. You know, and when he was with New England, they barely gave him the ball, but he averaged 10 yards a carry on 10 carries. And I thought he had some explosiveness when he got here. Receiving-wise, I don't know if he's the guy that you want to be throwing the ball to a lot. I'm not sure. But it just seems like they have a plethora of talent at running back, and I can't wait to see how they decide to disperse carries, disperse receptions, and maybe dispatch a player at some point. Andrew Berry will be coming up from the Greenbrier. We will hear him right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.